Ramsey TV.
I thought today would be a great day to unveil my new sunglasses. What do you think of these? I don't mean to be too cool. I don't mean to be too uppity high class with these glasses, but you know, hey, if you got it, you gotta use it. I do need to explain to you where these glasses came from. I mean, you know, there's a lot of high class shops here on Las Olas Boulevard. But I don't want you to think I'm not careful with my money. I'm always checking for the best deals. So what I'm going to tell you now is that I found these glasses on the sidewalk while I was running. Yes, these are freebies. I found them literally in the middle of the sidewalk. I was on Ocean Boulevard, and I'm just like, "Ooh, looky there! I think God wants me to have those right in my path in the middle of the sidewalk." I looked around like, "I'll give him 3 seconds to come get these glasses. 2, 1, they're mine." So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, by the way, this is Martin Zender. You're at MZTV, last show of the week. Only the week. Don't worry, I'll be back on Monday. As always, if you don't know it, you can subscribe to my webpage, my website, martinzender.com. As a subscriber, you will get one of my classic newsletters every Sunday morning. You will also get a classic video on Saturday morning, so you don't have to go a day without Martin Zender. I mean, why would you want to? I was raised in the Catholic Church, as you know, and we did so many things by rote. Everything we did was by rote, actually, and nobody ever thought about it. Not only kids never thought about it, but adults don't think about it. And there is a line in one of the most famous prayers ever composed. I need to tell you who composed this prayer. You'll be shocked. It's one of the most famous prayers ever. Catholics actually say this prayer multiple times over in order to get rid of their sins. If you can believe that. See, that alone is crazy. I thought Jesus Christ got rid of our sins. No, no. Your repetition of a prayer gets rid of your sins. This prayer also is part of the famous rosary of the Catholic tradition. I was going to say the Catholic faith, but it's a tradition. If you haven't figured it out by now, well, I'll give you one more clue. This prayer honors a female. According to tradition, one of the greatest females that ever lived and one of the greatest females who never died, according to them. And that is your friend and mine, Mary. Yes, the famous Mary, wife of Joseph. Mother of, wait for it. All right, this is the prayer. It's called Hail Mary. I'm going to go through this prayer, and I'm going to eventually, as you will see, it's a short prayer, but it's very powerful in that if you say this prayer enough times, you will get rid of your sins. That's what they told me as a kid. I believed it. I went for it. I'm going to go through this prayer. A lot of it is scriptural. A lot of it is practically a repetition of the Bible. But things go bad later on, and this is why. I will give you this information about the prayer. Now, this will be shocking to a lot of people. That's okay. I never shy away from that. The prayer Hail Mary was invented and injected into humanity by the prince of darkness, Satan himself. Because this prayer is, I will go so far as to call it essential in passing along, forwarding the lie that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and also his own Father. In other words, he is God. And that lie is essential to Satan because it denies the foundation of the gospel of Paul, which is the death of Christ. Can God die? No. Is Jesus Christ God? Some would say yes. Then either God died, and I actually had somebody tell me that, well, yes, God died. This dude went so far into the matrix of the Trinity that he logically followed it out. He believed that Jesus Christ was the Father and the Son at the same time. He believed that Jesus Christ was God. I said, but you believe in the death of Christ. He said, I do. I said, then if you think Christ was God, then you must believe that God died. Most people, when I push them up against that wall, they go, I can't believe God died. They're stuck. Not this guy. No, not this guy. He said, when I said that you must believe God died, he said, yes, God did die. What I would like to know is, who was running the universe while God was dead? Well, now we know. Now we know who was running the universe while God was dead for 3 days. Who was it? It was a woman. Get ready for this. Now, if you women have ever felt put down, if you women have ever felt like second-class citizens, well, this is your lucky day. Because God is a woman. Here we go. Are you ready for the famous prayer? It's called Hail Mary. And by the way, a football play was named after it. Not a specific play, but when a football team is desperate to make one more score because they need a score to win, and there's hardly any time left on the clock, maybe 1 second, but they're still like 50, 60 yards away from the end zone, which is where you need to get to score a touchdown, 6 points, they execute a crazy pass. The quarterback just throws the pass and hopes somebody catches it. It's called a Hail Mary. It's called a Hail Mary, named after the stupidest prayer that has ever been uttered by human beings. That's right. And what they do is that they hope for luck. They hope that the ball bounces the right way. It's the same way in the Catholic Church. You hope that the ball bounces the right way and you won't go to hell. If you say the prayers correctly, if you enunciate, if you make your words distinct, if you say it enough times, then you hope, just like throwing the ball into the end zone, and hope that God catches the pass. Here we go. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Now, so far, this is a very short prayer. I'm already 75% of the way through it. So far, it sounds pretty good. I mean, it's scriptural because it's basically quoting Mary's cousin Elizabeth when Mary goes to visit her after having been declared to be with child by the messenger Gabriel. Elizabeth is already impregnated with the great John the Baptist, who was Jesus' cousin. When Mary shows up at her house, in order to get a little R&R, get a little emotional support, she says, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. So this prayer is beautiful, but this is what Satan does. He packs the lie in a pretty pill, a little pretty pink pill. That's where the poison is put inside the pretty pink pill. Because you're deceived, that you're put to sleep because it sounds good. It is good. It's quoting scripture. This is devious. It's diabolical what Satan does. As I told you yesterday, the day before, every lie has a kernel of truth in it, but it's twisted. Here we go. Hail Mary, full of grace. Throw the ball into the end zone. No, wait a minute. With 1 second remaining. No. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Well, no, not thee. That's King James. Anyway, let's get past that. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Jesus, the fruit of the womb. I like that. It's much more poetic than saying a baby. I see you got a baby there. Look, the fruit of your womb has emerged from its incubation area. Now, when I was a kid, we used to have to bow our heads. Did anybody else have to do this, or was just this just my grade school? And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Yeah, we had to bow our heads at Jesus. Holy Mary, I'm there, so Holy Mary, I'm okay with that. Holy means separated unto God. Yes, Mary was separated unto God for a specific job, that is to be the mother of the Savior. But here's where it goes bad, and here's where Satan rubs his little slimy mitts together, twirls the ends of his handlebar mustache, and says, "Will you see what I do now?" Holy Mary, Mother of God. What? What? Holy Mary, Mother of who? Holy Mary, Mother of who? God. Hold on. Holy Mary, Mother of God. How in the world could we have said this prayer? And millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of adults say this prayer every day and every night as they pray the rosary, Holy Mary, Mother of God. And it goes right through their little transparent airy brains. Their brains are airy because there's a lot of space in between the brain cells, and utter the phrase either out loud or to themselves, Mother of God. As though God has a mother. God has a mother? Mother of God? The one who birthed God? If this woman birthed God, then she's God. God can't have a God. God can't have a mother. God cannot have a mother. Am I the only one who sees this? No, I'm not. Everybody in my audience understands this. But this prayer is famous. A football play was named, a football move, a football strategy was named after it. And it helps to cement this idea that Jesus Christ, we all know that Mary was the mother of Jesus Christ. That I can live with, of course. Jesus Christ, the origin of the creation of God, Revelation 3:14. He's the Son of God by his own admission. He came into the world through Mary's womb. I could have lived with a prayer, Holy Mary, Mother of Jesus. Mother of Jesus, can't you just say that? Oh no, but this prayer is of satanic design. Folks, these teachings, Paul calls them doctrines of demons. 1 Timothy 4:1. Think about that phrase for a second. Where did the doctrine of the Trinity come from? Because this verse, this prayer helps cement the lie of the Trinity into the minds, into the subconscious of millions. Where does it come from? It's of diabolical genius. It's devised by Satan and his minions. But how do they get it into the human race? They inject it into the human race through the agency of human beings. In the Council of Nicaea in the 4th century, the doctrine of the Trinity was codified, ratified, and deep fried, and it came into humanity through a creed. Somebody got an idea at the table at the Council of Nicaea. Well, I think we need to put this concept down on paper, and we need to say that everybody needs to believe this, or else they're not a true believer. And if anybody doesn't believe this, they're going to hell. But you see, that guy had no idea that he was being influenced by demonic spirits. So this teaching that denies the death of Christ, which keeps people from being members of the body of Christ, because according to Paul, 1 Corinthians 15:1-4, the death of Christ for our sins and his entombment and his resurrection, these are essential truths to membership in the body of Christ. Anyone chosen beforehand for membership in Christ's body will believe the truth of the death of Christ. But if you believe that Mary's the mother of God, then you can't believe that God can die. Unless you're my crazy friend who has no problem with God dying. it wrecks the whole truth. It wrecks the whole truth. You think you're doing Jesus a great favor. Tell you what we're going to do for you, Jesus. We're going to make you God. You're not saying it right when you say you're the Son of God. No, you are God. No, he's not. He's the Son of God. He has a Father. Holy Mary, Mother of God. Mary's the one I want to meet. She's God. The Mother of God has to be God. Who's her mother? Do we ever hear that? Who's Mary's mother? If she's the Mother of God, then she has to be the ultimate. Unless not, wait a minute. It could be that if Mary has a mother, then I want to meet that person. Where does this nonsense end? It should end with the crazy idea that God could have a mother. Does God send Mary Mother's Day card the first Sunday in May? I bet he does. Why wouldn't he? If Mary is his mother, Mother of God. And then let's finish the prayer. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So the thing goes down, the thing goes south, the thing goes sideways, the thing blows up with Mother of God, and then it's rotten from that point on. Pray for us sinners. People are saying this prayer today in the year 2021. People have been saying it for 2,000 years. But there's one little problem. Mary can't pray for anybody. Why? Because she's dead. Mary is dead. The Mother of God hasn't seen the light of day since she turned to dust 2,000 years ago. The woman is dead. I hate to tell you, Catholics, I hope, is this upsetting to Catholics that Mary's dead? Oh, sorry. Well, wait a minute, Martin. What about those people at Fatima who saw the great vision of Mary? People have seen Mary in their cornflakes. They've seen Mary as an apparition as they look into the clouds. They've seen Mary when they spill their beer on the bar counter. There's an image of Mary. What about that? It's all fake. It's all satanic. Those people at Fatima saw something, but it wasn't Mary. It was a demonic image. It was a demonic apparition, because Satan wants to keep the lie going that, hey, this is the Mother of God, the Mother of God. Therefore, Jesus Christ, if he's God, he could not die, therefore, a denial of the death of Christ, a denial of the foundation of Paul's gospel, and, sorry, no membership of the body of Christ for you. No membership of the body of Christ for you. So, let this be a lesson. Wait a minute. Wait. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. A dead woman can't pray for anybody, but let's assume she can. Pray for us sinners? Why do sinners need prayed for? Sinners don't need prayed for. The thought here, the idea behind this is that Mary is going to say extra prayers for you, because you still need some kind of momentum. You still need some kind of help, because her son, i.e. God, on the cross did not finish the job of salvation. So we need continuous prayers. We need an advocate before the throne of her son, of her offspring, the fruit of the womb, God. We need an advocate, I guess, because the crucifixion of Christ was not enough. So Mary is an advocate. This is idolatry, Mariolatry, some people call it. I'm good with that. It's worshiping a false god. Mary is a false god. She's not even a god. She's not even a god. She's a human being. The beauty of what happened with her was that God found an ordinary teenager in Israel. Not exceptional in any way, except she was from the house of David. That is exceptional. I have to give you that. But she's not divine. She's not immortal. And she wasn't sinless. She wasn't perfect. This is what God likes to do. He puts his spirit into imperfect beings. And so this woman, the Holy Spirit came upon her and miraculously generated the Son of God within her. She didn't need sperm. She didn't need Joseph. When Joseph heard about this, he wasn't too crazy about it. It was too fantastic for him to believe. He was ready to take off. He was ready to put her away, i.e. divorce her. But the angel Gabriel came to him and said, I know what you're thinking, kid. Don't worry about it, kid. This is of me. She really didn't have sex with anybody else. You're good to go. Don't worry about it. So he said, okay, I'm on with the program. Let's do it. All right. So Mary can't pray for anybody. Sinners don't need prayed for. We're already saved. Hello, we're already saved because the work of Christ on the cross was complete. So thanks anyway. No, we don't need it. So let's really honor Mary with the truth that she's dead. It's a great honor for her to be dead because a lot of great people have died. The Apostle Paul died, Peter died. Everybody but God has died. Well, the celestial beings, they haven't died. That's true because they're immortal. They're among this. Yeah, that's a different story. But human beings have all died. Even the Son of God who became a human being died. He gave up his life. He actually died, did not exist for 3 days. Shocking truth, I know, but it's essential to believe it. Jesus Christ died. He was dead for 3 days, didn't exist. God roused him, and he got up off the slab, and he was alive again. It was a miracle. Highlights the faith of Christ. So let's believe truth, not lies. Lies are packaged into slick little pills. The pills are colorful. Some of them are pink, but they contain the poison of false teaching. People love to believe tradition instead of truth. I am here, one among others on the planet, who like to blow up these false traditions, like to blow up lies and proclaim the truth. The truth is you were saved by Jesus Christ, the Son of God, not by his mommy. Not by his mommy. His mommy died. She's dead now. She can't pray for you. So don't pray to her. But don't worry. She's going to raise from the dead again. She's going to be reunited with her son. It's going to be a great time. She's going to have some wine with him and the disciples and the apostles. And the kingdom's going to be swell. I can't wait to look down from heaven at it with my super duper telescope. So I push. I endorse sane teachings, a sane disposition, and the acknowledgement that the only Savior we need is Jesus Christ. He has a Father. It is God. Mary has a Father. God is her Father, not her freaking son. God is her Father, not her freaking son. She will receive the honor due to her. In the meantime, pray to God, pray to Christ. Your salvation is complete because the work on the cross by the Savior was finished.